Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Dulce has 2, Peter has 2, and Jesse has 4.
All right, Dulce and Peter are tied. So Dulce, you're new here. We'll let you go first. Fill in the blank. While delaying a permanent name change, the Washington football team announced they would be temporarily known as blank.
Washington football team.
That's exactly right. This week, California surpassed blank as the state with the most COVID cases.
New York.
Exactly. To solve a dispute over their property line, a man in Maine blanked his neighbor's garage.
Cut it in half.
Exactly right. On Thursday, electric car maker blank showed a profit for its fourth straight quarter.
Tesla?
Yes, on Thursday, blank threw out the first pitch to open the 2020 baseball season.
I don't know.
Dr. Fauci, and it was a terrible pitch. This week, a student at the University of Georgia was given a second chance to take an online exam after a falling blank ended her first one early.
A falling ceiling tile.
No, it was a falling meatball from the sub she was eating that landed on her keyboard.
She lied.
The student says she had barely started her econ exam when the meatball rolled out from the sub she was eating, landed on her keyboard, and submitted the test early. In a panic, she wrote an email to her professor. She explained that the 39% score in the exam was the fault of the meatball. The professor agreed to give her a second chance and told the meatball he'd see it in summer school.
Lies.
Bill, how did Dulce do in our quiz? I think she did really well.
Very, very well. She got 4 right for 8 more points, and she now has 10.
All right. Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Trump signed a memorandum aimed at excluding undocumented immigrants from the blank.
From the United States of America.
No, the census this time. On Thursday, a judge ordered that former Trump lawyer blank be released back into home confinement.
Michael Cohen.
Yes. This week, the House voted to remove Confederate blanks from the Capitol.
Statues.
Right. On Tuesday, Vice President Biden unveiled a $775 billion plan to provide blank programs for parents and the elderly.
Health programs.
I'll give it to you. Caregiving, yeah.
Yeah.
This week,
yeah.
A man's attempt to fake his own death to avoid going to court was foiled when he blanked.
Actually died.
No, made a typo on his forged death certificate. After his campaign rally on Monday, Kim Kardashian released a statement addressing her husband blank's mental health.
Kanye.
Right. On Thursday, AMC, the world's largest blank chain, once again delayed their reopening.
Movie theaters.
Right. This week, a photo of a couple wearing masks on an airplane went viral because they were also blanking.
Joining the Mile High Club.
Yes, they were making out. In the photo, the woman is leaning into the man's seat, and he has his arms around her waist while his masked face is pressed really hard against hers. Other passengers were shocked and confused by the sight, but it's pretty clear the couple just wanted to join the Mile Y Club. Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Very well. He got 6 right for 12 more points. He now has, let me calculate, he has 14 and the lead.
Very well done. And how many, then, does Jesse Klein need to win?
Well, she needs 5 to tie and 6 to win outright.
All right, Jesse, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the White House agreed to a $2 billion deal with Pfizer for 100 million doses of an eventual blank.
Vaccine.
Right, for COVID. According to the Treasury Secretary, payroll tax cuts won't be a part of the next blank.
Stimulus package.
Coronavirus relief bill. This week, the mayor of Washington, D.C. announced that blanks will be mandatory when outside your home.
Masks.
Right, according to a new study, only 8% of Americans agree that blanks should reopen in the fall.
School.
Right. Plans to open a floating hotel in Wales are now on hold after blank.
Volcano sharks.
After the hotel sank. On Tuesday, Twitter said that it had banned 7,000 accounts associated with the blank conspiracy theory.
QAnon?
Yes. On Wednesday, photographers captured a picture of blank being struck by 4 bolts of lightning.
The Statue of Liberty.
Yes, God has a message. After accidentally damaging a sculpture, a family in China regretted their decision to let their kids play a game of tag in blank.
A museum?
Yes, specifically the Shanghai Museum of Glass.
Wow.
That's right. Last week, someone in Shanghai said, "Lockdown has left the kids with so much energy to burn off. I know, let's go to the Glass Museum." And it went about as well as you could expect. 2 of the kids bumped into a stand holding a $60,000 replica of Cinderella's castle, causing it to fall to the ground. The museum has yet to share the extent of the damage, but is inviting guests to come view their new exhibit, Cinderella's Favorite Glass Shards. Bill, did Jesse do well enough to win?
Jesse has a big score, 7 right for 14 more points. She now has 18 points. She wins! She
Congratulations, Jesse!
I needed this one!
Nice work!
Yay!
Yay.